The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-carat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. My conversation with Steve Bannon. Part of my conversation with Steve Bannon. If you want to listen to the entire thing, I find it captivating. Become a member. It's affordable for all income levels. Members.charliekirk.com. I encourage you guys to join. It's affordable for all income levels. If we have impacted you in any way, shape, or form, if we have taught you something, if you have found your life improved thanks to the Charlie Kirk Show, go to members.charliekirk.com and you'll be able to listen to this entire interview with Steve Bannon, including our interview with Patrick Byrne, Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, and more. That is members.charliekirk.com. Members.charliekirk.com. Here's a taste of the Steve Bannon conversation, enough to get you interested. And then please, if you can, go to members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Steve Bannon, welcome.
Great to be here. You know, I got to be here in person because I can't see this on Fox.
No,
what's going on?
Yeah,
I got CNN. You got CNN. You got MSNBC. You got all the world's
media. New York
media.
Times is covering BBC, it favorably.
BBC is here. Everybody's here. Last night, President, one of the most powerful speeches he's given. I would say that's a third. You know, you got the Faith and Family Summit. You had in D.C. You had the Monster Liberty. Yep. And this. If you take those three speeches, hour and a half, prime time on a Saturday night, serious policy, not a rally speech at all. I mean, really got down to it. Not a second on Fox. What is Fox playing on a Saturday night? What reruns are they playing more important than
What do you attribute that to?
Narrative control. They can't control. I saw this in the articles this week. You know, Fox is not having Charlie Kirk on, not having Turning Point. It's narrative control. Tucker laid it out.
But I mean,
if they don't think they can control the narrative.
Aren't right? they supposed to be a for-profit company, though? This is what most people are confused about. I mean, are they an ideological
company?
Yeah,
they are for-profit. And their profits are they don't want populist nationalist policy. You know, I got a new name. Instead of a rhino, it's Fox Globalist Republicans, FGRs, Fox Globalists. They are a profit company, but they're not worried about just cash flow. They're worried about asset valuation. So the last thing they want to see is Charlie Kirk and these fire breathers at Turning Point USA come to power and have a bunch of populist policies that empowers the working class and middle class, that stops the globalist economic policy. This organization is the anti-neoliberal neocon operation. So they are profit making. They're sitting there downrange and go, okay, we see where these guys are going and we're going to stop it by not giving it any airtime. First off, tell me, literally, let's go back to any RNC, any other, let's add up all the conservative conferences over the last couple of years. Show me the lineup that you guys have had in the last 2 days. It blows me away. It's unbelievable. From Megyn Kelly to Tucker Carlson to major presidential candidates, and you open it up to other presidential candidates who waved
every single one, though. See, we did red carpet treatment for every candidate. I could say that every candidate was given, hey, we want to accommodate your schedule. We'll treat you fairly. How can we carve you in? It wasn't like you need to speak at this time and No. It was like call after call, Steve.
And you scheduled a weekend that after the Iowa.
No, we did that intentionally.
Open. It's open. No excuses.
And the reason we did that, Steve, is I trust the grassroots so much. I want them to hear from every candidate. I think contrast is powerful.
So tell me, with this lineup, I haven't seen a second on Fox. Forget President's speech.
I haven't seen an article either.
You haven't seen, but I can tell you, CNN. BBC.
Yeah. MSNBC did a whole thing on it.
They got a whole crew here.
Yeah.
They got John Allen. They got Garrett Hake.
Yeah, no, they got their correspondents here.
the starting team. These are not backup weekend backups. This is Jonathan Allen, is the number one political writer. Garrett is the number one guy in the House of Representatives, you know, covering Congress. Yep. Why is he here? He's here because you've got, you know, Josh Hawley, you got J.D. Vance,
Ted Cruz.
You've got, it's incredible. The lineup, not 1 second. That speaks volumes. You could smell the fear on Sixth Avenue.
I wish I could take credit for it, but what it is, Steve, is it's the organization that these speakers respect. I mean, you know, a lot of work went into it, but honestly, not a lot of convincing had to go into getting these people. Like, logistics was the hardest part of who speaks when.
Right.
But Steve, people are like, I'll be there. It's they all see the power that of what Turning Point really
is. Well, 6,000 to 8,000 activists. I mean, the leading activists in the country in the summer in Palm Beach to draw this crowd,
yes.
Which is, and I love the title, ACCON. It's all about action. It's all about using your agency. And these people are the ones who are going to drive it. Remember, we're 16 months away. We're in the middle of this fake primary driven by Fox. And then we've got a brutal, you know, general election. It's going to be brutal, but that's only the start of it. Then you've got January 2025, and that's when the real work begins. And one of the things I love is you've got the Heritage guys here. You've got everybody talking about, we need 3,000 people ready to hit the deck plates running.
We need the blue book filled with MAGA nationalist populists.
Big time. And that's what Fox, they're a profit-making organization for the Murdochs, right? And that's why they're not here, and that's why they want to suppress the message coming out of here.
So let's talk about the primary. DeSantis is laying off staff. Why do you think, and you follow this every day, why do you think he's not here?
I think he's not here because the same reason Fox is not here. He is a creation. Look, he's a tragic figure. This is a guy that had a tremendous potential. I thought the first time being a great governor, he won by the skin of his teeth.
He was a good guy. He is a good governor. No use in rewriting it. Yeah.
I think he's off track now because he spends so much time.
No, I agree. But his record, he did some stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he got some tough stuff done. People look like it was a 20-point win. But here's the thing. He bought into the old narrative. His advisors and himself and the wife, who was chief strategist, bought into Fox can determine – Fox can determine who it is. This is the same thing they tried to do against Trump in 15, and they failed. They tried again. Ron DeSantis is a product of the Murdoch's operation. And today we're sitting here, and they're writing stories. He's got $3 million left in cash of federal money to run the campaign. They're going to be insolvent in about 2 weeks because of the burn rate. Because they thought, if I go do enough T-ball over at Fox and enough little town halls and enough things like that. What they don't understand with that audience, the audience dipped, it came back. It's an empty calories audience. It's old people who just got it cut on and it's just playing as white noise in the background. It can't drive a narrative, right?
It used to. It really did.
Yeah, because before
– there were no alternatives.
Exactly. Now, and I say this all the time, the hardest part of War Room is staying ahead of the audience. The audience is so sophisticated. They've got so many sites that are going, and they're researching 24/7, and they are deep into our vertical. Way.
I mean, you're my lead, Steve, so it's like
– no, but I'm sitting there looking at the live chat, Steve, come on, move it along, or you didn't talk about this. These people, and this is what – they're information warriors.
Yes.
They're a vanguard, right? They are a cadre. They've been pulled together. Look at the folks we have here in the middle of July in Palm Beach. This is not tourist season down here. Disneyland, Disney World's empty. This place is packed. Why? These are warriors 24/7. They're researching and they're activists. They're force multipliers. And as Obama taught people, those are the people you need because in their communities, people look up to them and say, well, this guy knows. This guy's spending the time. He absolutely knows. That's what Turning Point has recreated, what was the most powerful part of the Obama apparatus. And that's why Fox can't control that. They can control DeSantis. Look at Ron DeSantis running as the Fox candidate. Was not Ron DeSantis the governor in Florida?
No, right? I feel like it's two different people, right?
There was this
fire-breathing energy that DeSantis had when we did our tours for him last fall, which was like, screw you, Disney, CRT, woke stuff, all this. And it was legit, and it was there. And then something happened around like February. New team, different style, and it's just
– here's one of the big things happened. It's not just the woke. That's all very important. But he was trying to break the neoliberal, neocon – mentality of Fox. He went out and said the forbidden thing, a quote,
the Ukraine thing, right?
Ukraine is just a territorial dispute, right? And Eastern Russian speaking Ukraine, literally copying the Charlie Kirk, Jack Posobiec, and War Room. And for Fox, that was verboten. That day, Lindsey Graham's up there. They're all, you've been a bad boy. You've been a bad boy. And he genuflected. He showed right there he's not ready to be commander in chief. It was T-ball. He is a tragic figure. The thing he should do, and I said this the other day on one of the podcasts I did an interview, he should come before the American people and say, hey, guess what? I'm dropping out. I'm going back to Florida. I'm going to recalibrate. I'm going to be the greatest governor Florida's ever had. People gave me a huge mandate. I'm going to use that mandate. I'll see you. My political ambitions will be based upon
He's got to stop now. He's got three kids. Go raise them. Be a governor. Right. Have a nice life for like the next 4 years.
Otherwise, you're going to finish fourth in Iowa.
And then, by the way, go transfer that $150 million to ballot chasing in Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, and become a hero, in the 24 election.
Yes.
Hero. And we would applaud him as like, you know,
Or your option is you can go down to genuflect in front of Ken Griffith and beg for some more money and I'll be a good boy. Or go up to Rupert Murdoch and say, hey, you know, I'll do whatever you need to do. Give me more airtime and I'll try to get back in this. Tucker Carlson showed the big lie to it the other day. Tucker Carlson in Iowa. And this is why Tucker Carlson had such a big role, and everybody's got to get the new biography that's out. The Tucker in Iowa with the questions he asked, and also the impact of Tucker in the NDAA debate in the grilling of Ray by just Matt Gaetz and the Tucker Carlson guys. Tucker Carlson sitting there in Iowa, he's asking questions that if you watch War Room, Charlie Kirk and Posobiec, it's the discussion every day.
Every day.
And the audience knows it. And he's sitting there and the audience understands the questions and looking
amazing?
For the answers. And Mike Pence is sitting there looking at him like, yeah, I've heard that before, Tucker. I've heard that coming from you before. It's not my concern, right?
As if it's some sort of like a shtick.
Exactly. Hold it. Nikki Haley sitting there. It's like she has these. And Tim Scott always tries to throw out some cute misdirection play. It's Morning in America. Tim, come on. It's not Morning in America, brother. Come on. My point is they are clones of the Republican Party, right? They've been walking around in junior RNC things since they were, 11 years old. They have no earthly idea what he's talking about. The audience, Mike Pence is there. The biggest thing you guys see, ba-bing, ba-bang, ba-bung. And yeah, and the Ukrainians with our weapons are killing tens of thousands of Russians. There's 2,000 people there. There's some guy in the one clap, some guy in the back. Rest me, boo. I mean, dude, talk about not understanding,
Well, so that you go ahead, Steve.
No. I'm just saying, turning point in your show, and not just that, in turning point, you've got all these young fire breathers. Look at the people coming out of turning point. You got all these young fire
breathers. Pauline is a graduate, right? I mean, you look at Candace Owens has been through our ranks and is back with us. Brandon Tatum, Will Witt, Isabel Brown.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, you look at
They're fire breathers.
Oh, and they're the most based.
And they will not back down.
Most based in the movement.
Most based.
So, Steve, you're hitting on something that hopefully you – and I asked this question of Tucker Carlson. Perfect segue. The stereotype of politicians that most people have is that they'll say anything to get elected. But we're not actually seeing that, because if that was the case, they would have pandered to the Iowa audience on Ukraine. So who are they pandering
to? But they're pandering to this is the neoliberal, neocon. These are not – the audience is populist nationalists.
But they're the voters. You need them at some point.
But here's what they haven't got, and the consultants keep telling them that, and the donors keep telling them that. They keep saying you got to be mainstream. The mainstream is populist nationalists. That's what this conference shows.
Yes.
It shows you. We're a populist nationalist party. David Ignatius, who's no fan David Ignatius said the other day on Morning Joe, he said, this is a populist nationalist party now. And that's why everybody from Asa Hutchinson to Mike Pence, they're from the land that time forgot. Nikki Haley's sitting there saying, we need young people with new ideas. Her ideas are from the 1980s.
Yeah, that's right.
The world has moved on and is worse place. Why? Because they implemented that after Reagan left, they implemented with the Bushes, they implemented the neoliberal neocon agenda, and the American people are not having it. Look, one of the most impressive, he didn't make the cut list here, but one of the most impressive things I've seen is Marco Rubio's new book, Decades of Decadence.
We invited him. He didn't.
Okay. Because he hasn't, the ghostwriter for the book, he hasn't read his book yet. Yeah. Once he reads his book and
memorizes. He was Mr. Neoliberal cheerleader.
Neoliberal
for
neocon.
Years. Yes.
This book, I'm sitting every page, I go, who is this guy? Marco, note to self, read the book, take a highlight pen out, get your ghostwriter, because it's a magnificent book. Not Marco, but once you memorize that, and then come to AmFest. You hit the bid on AmFest, hit the stage, and this is the point. The point is populist nationalism, not neoliberal neocon.
Yes.
And they're still listening to the donors. They're down there with – look, for the audience, because people love doing their homework. Here's a homework assignment. Go to the depositions of the in the Dominion case. And Rupert Murdoch's supposed to be this big media maven. He can make or break presidents. If you look at succession, what's the guy's name? Chip Roy or whatever the guy's name. You know, he's deciding fates of countries and all this stuff. It's all crap. Read the deposition. It's a befuddled old man who has no earthly idea where he is at any given day. He has no earthly idea about even the concept and how TV's structured. He has no concept at all about elections. He just befuddled. They paid $800 million so he didn't have to go on. He was going to be the first witness. They're going to have trial lawyers eviscerate him for a week. The family said, how much is it? Under a bayon, hit the bid, okay? And that, they paid $800 million not to have a trial because that's who's picking candidates, and they're outraged. Charlie, I just got to, you know, give you a heads up. You're about in Turning Point. They're going to come down on Turning Point like nobody's business.
We know.
They've got a blunt turning point in the direction because you have formed in every revolutionary movement. You have to have a cadre.
Yep.
And that cadre has to be a combination of older people who've kind of been there before and understand, hey, it's okay, we got this, with their wisdom and discernment, but with the young energy and power of young people. And you now, this started off as a college organization. I look around here now, it's a perfect blend of race.
It really is,
right?
Isn't it?
Ethnicity. And everybody, here's the only thing. I said people said about the white nationalist stuff. I said it has nothing to do with race. It's about spirit. You look at this crowd here. It's united in spirit.
It is,
and
yes.
It's the Japanese call it fighting spirit. Okay. It's not just courage. It's the ability to every day when you get punched to get back up and say, hey, we're going to continue on and fight. Remember, the battle and war is over when we decide it's over,
amen.
Right? And we decide it's over when we win. And so that's what this, and they can't control that.
Yes.
That's why you wait. CNN and MSNBC are taking notes. We got to get this.
Well,
right?
And get in line. I mean, so I want to talk about neoliberalism. Because you keep using that term.
Yeah.
Some of our newer listeners might not be as caught up. Where does it come from? You know, why is it so into the internal operating system of these Republicans? They cannot shake that in their muscle memory. It's like a speech impediment almost.
It's more returns go to capital than to labor, essentially. That's a really good summary. When you look at returns that come from – it's not – the populist movement is not anti-capitalist. What we are is pro-entrepreneur and
pro-human being.
Pro-human being. That the economy is not everything. We're a society and a culture that has
an economy. Yeah.
The neoliberals, everything comes from capital, right? And they're not truly capitalists because they don't want the diffusion of capital to the entrepreneur class. That's why you just had Jeff Webb up there. Jeff Webb's fantastic. He's talking about young entrepreneurs. Every person, you're an entrepreneur. What Charlie Kirk is and has broken the mold, he's a political entrepreneur. This system was so ossified.
It really was.
I met Charlie, I think you dropped out of college, you're done with this college thing. I go, I don't know, the student, he's going to take over every student government of the country. I guess, God bless him. But with the indoctrination in the high school, I said, God bless him, better him than me.
Yeah.
Right? But you had an idea. The idea was bigger than that. Your point was, this is the entry point because it's so ossified. This system's so ossified with these two parties.
Yes.
Look, there's moss growing on the north side of everybody in the RNC, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the sleepiest organization in the world. But entrepreneurs, Jeff Webb talked about, you've got 6,000 people here. Everyone's got a side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a podcast. First of all, I love it. Everybody comes to convene my podcast. Hell yeah. They got 6,000 podcasts. Trump's not invited on Fox. He did on CNN once. They fired everybody. He's not on MSNBC. He's doing Mike Tyson's podcast. And they're sitting there going, he's doing Mike Tyson's podcast. Trump's on Guy's podcast. I think I know everybody in the business. He's doing podcasts I've never heard of with nine people. But he
it's
gets
like the MAGA Mom podcast. Never heard about this.
They're coming on War Room next week. You never know, right? They're going to pop. I'm looking for them
That's
to pop.
Right. Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.